Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Revelation 3, 1 to 6. Revelation chapter 3, the verses 1 to 6. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have found your deeds unfinished in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, hold it fast and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches." My theme for reflection is more than a name, becoming alive in Christ. More than a name, becoming alive in Christ. Not long ago, I came across an advert for a reunion tour of a famous band from the 80s. It caught me off guard, not because they were still around, but because they were still touring of the same songs from decades ago. No new music, no fresh energy, just the nostalgia of what once was. It made me wonder, how often do we do the same in our spiritual lives? Living on yesterday's faith, old reputations, worn-out declarations, but no real connection to the living Christ today. Revelation 3, 1-6 is Jesus' wake-up call to the church in Sardis, and maybe to us as well. Here was a church with a name, a reputation, a legacy. People said they were alive, but Jesus says, "You are dead." Their problem wasn't scandal or persecution. It was superficiality. They were going through the motions, wearing the Christian label without living Christ's life. Their faith was stale, their hearts detached, and their spiritual witness barely flickering. The issue Jesus addresses is not one of busyness or public image, but of spiritual integrity. As N.T. Wright notes, Jesus is not looking for fans. He's looking for followers. He's not impressed by our spiritual resumes. He looks for those whose hearts are genuinely turned toward him, whose faith is not confined to Sunday mornings or spiritual platitudes, but pulses through every part of their lives. So how does Jesus respond to this hollow performance? Not with dismissal, but with grace. "Wake up," he says, "strengthen what remains." Even in this broken, hard-hearted church, there is a flicker of hope. The call is to remember what they had once received, the truth of the gospel, the promise of new life, and to repent. He's not asking for perfection, he's asking for sincerity. And this is where grace meets us too. When we have drifted into complacency, when our prayers are empty and our worship is half-hearted, when we settle for being good enough, Christians, Jesus does not reject us, he calls us back. He reminds us of the promise that we are clothed not in our own achievements, but in robes of grace. That those who walk with him in truth, no matter how imperfectly, will never be erased from the book of life. This is a call not just to correct behavior, but to receive love, to fall in love with Christ again, not because we are trying to earn our salvation, but because love always produces life, and love that doesn't express itself in change, in faithfulness, in growth, is not really love at all. The Sardis Church challenges us today. Are we living off of an old reputation or breathing with real spiritual vitality? Is our faith a song we once sang or one we are still writing? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways might I be relying on the reputation of past faithfulness instead of cultivating a living present relationship with Jesus? Number two, what areas of my life reveal a gap between what I profess to believe and how I actually live? And now our practical exercise. Today, set aside 10 minutes to revisit a spiritual practice that once brought you closer to God. Perhaps journaling, singing, meditating on scripture, or silent prayer. Let it be a moment not of routine, but of renewal, your small step in strengthening what remains. Gracious God, you see beyond our appearances and into our hearts. Forgive us for the times we have settled for image over substance, for speaking your name without seeking your presence. Wake us up, Lord. Stir in us a fresh desire to walk with you, to love you sincerely and to serve you faithfully. May your Spirit revive what is weak within us and strengthen us to live each day as those truly alive in Christ. In your mercy, clothe us in white and keep our names ever in your book of life. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.